This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
956 positive cases last week. The case positivity rate is also down to 4.1% last week from 4.5% the week before. ICU bed occupancy was also down from 549 the prior week to 502 last week. With another harvest season beginning, the Illinois Department of Agriculture and Labor are reminding all farm workers to stay safe, especially during the upcoming and busy harvest season. The latest data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics shows the agriculture sector is still the most dangerous in America. Each year, the farming profession sees 573 fatalities, which equals 23 deaths per 100,000 workers. Each day during National Farm Safety and Health Week, the Illinois Department of Agriculture will highlight emerging issues and important topics on Facebook and Twitter. For more information, go to NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Rising tension. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. An autopsy is scheduled today on human remains found in Wyoming, believed to be Gabby Petito. FBI agents have finished searching her fiancé Brian Laundrie's parents' house in Florida. He's missing. The search warrant was based in part on Gabby's conversations with her mother about growing tension in the relationship during their cross-country road trip.
The search warrant reveals FBI investigators found a hard drive inside the van driven by Laundrie and his girlfriend, Gabby Petito, on their cross-country road trip. The search warrant also reveals the last text message sent from Petito's phone to her mother. The August 27th message read, "Can you help, Stan? I just keep getting his voicemails and missed calls." Gabby's mother called this a, quote, odd text because Gabby never called her grandpa Stan.
Fox's Brian Yenis. The Justice Department's asking the Supreme Court to uphold the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion and wants to present its own oral arguments in a case being heard this winter.
The Supreme Court has set arguments for December 1st over the Mississippi abortion law. Former Governor Phil Bryant signed a law that bans most abortions after the 15th week of pregnancy back in 2018. But since it was blocked, the state's only abortion clinic has been providing the procedure.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. President Biden addresses the United Nations General Assembly this morning.
During a sit-down with UN Secretary General, the president declaring America's back, pledging an assurance that he is committed to working with partners overseas. But some relationships are on the rocks. President Biden is expected to speak with French President Emmanuel Macron in coming days. This as he will face questions over the Afghanistan withdrawal and botched drone strike.
Fox's Jackie Abanez. The president's speech is scheduled to start at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Biden administration plans to raise the cap on refugees let into the country annually to 125,000 during the upcoming fiscal year. That's double what it was this year. The refugee cap was 15,000 when President Trump left office. America's listening to Fox News.
Well, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Yes, free. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/free. How much? Free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's Liberal Party wins the most seats in the election he called early yesterday, but again, not enough to avoid sharing power. He keeps his job, though.
You are sending us back to work with a clear mandate to get Canada through this pandemic and to the brighter days ahead. And my friends, that's exactly what we are ready to do.
He's been Canada's Prime Minister since 2015. Four militia members in California plead guilty to obstructing justice, admitting they destroyed evidence in a murder case. Another member of that militia is charged with murdering a federal officer in Oakland last year.
The four men are members of a group known as the Grizzly Scouts. They admitted to a plan to thwart the investigation into the murder of an officer with the Federal Protective Service and the attempted murder of a second officer, Jesse Rush, Robert Blancas, Simon Ibarra, and Kenny Mix, all trained for potential combat with law enforcement as part of the Boogaloo movement that signaled an uprising against government. Blancas will have a hearing in December. The other three will be sentenced next year. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The singer R. Kelly's defense attorneys are making their case now at his sex trafficking trial.
Prosecutors ended their case at the R. Kelly sex trafficking trial after calling dozens of witnesses who detailed what the prosecution alleged that Kelly ran an operation that worked to get the singer women, some underage, to travel and have sex with the R&B singer. A New York jury heard from several women and two men who told the panel they were groomed for unwanted sex, most when they were teenagers. Their accounts were backed in part by some of Kelly's employees, whose own testimony suggested they were essentially paid off to look the other way. Defense lawyers have tried to portray accusers as jilted fans who've been unable to capitalize on the singer's fame.
Fox's Michelle Polino. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast today. We've got showers and thunderstorms likely. Be cloudy and windy with a high near 70. And tonight, slight chance of showers between 9 p.m. and 11 p.m., mostly cloudy and a low around 55. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 68, and Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. The current temperatures in downtown Decatur, 72 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, September 21st edition of Byers & Company. Kyle and Cole will join us this hour. We'll check in with Courtney Carson from Richland Community College. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, plus Dave Wendt will join us from the Forsyth Group. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday. I came in today and there's a really important looking screw just sitting on the desk. And you always wonder, like, where that's from.
That is always the worst. And if it's like kind of uniquely looking, not like a standard screw.
This is a big, this is a hefty screw.
I think that's part of your desk hardware. But if you see one that has like, and your brain goes, that looks familiar, I think I can place it, but I'll never land on where it actually goes, that's extra bad.
Okay. So if it all falls apart this morning,
it's wobbly.
We have the foreshadowing here of things to come.
It's like a Hollywood set where it's just a facade and you can tip over the whole like saloon.
Right. Just the front.
Yeah.
Okay. That looks important to me.
It does. I remember coming across screws that big. It's either from your chair, which I've had that chair before, or it's from your desk.
Okay. It still looks important. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. Yeah, you know, when you put things together and in a day and age of Amazon and sort of everything coming in boxes, and you have leftover hardware after you put it together.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you just don't know if they just sent extra or it was, or you've missed something really important.
Lego and IKEA are both notorious for sending you extra.
Yes.
But not desks. Yeah. Chairs.
This seems important to me. Like, it seems like a clue.
Yeah. There's nothing in the room that you're sitting in that's set up with extra screws.
Yeah. I wouldn't think so. We don't do that around here. Not the extra part. Well, good morning and welcome. I'm Brian Byers. That's Nick Smith. And we're happy to have you with us here today. We've got a lot to get to, including a Fox News poll across the country and here in Illinois about vaccinations, about masks, about mitigation efforts that might surprise you. I bring it up to you only because hopefully it being Fox News, there's a number of people who won't just shut down immediately and go, fake news, which is sort of just the Rain Man-like response, like you're talking about Judge Wapner or fish sticks that we seem to have in this country in and around this. So yesterday, as reported on the Capitol Facts, this Fox News poll, favor or oppose teachers and students wearing masks. This is here in Illinois, okay?
Mm-hmm.
67% favor, 31% oppose. Workers/customers wearing masks, 66% favor, 31 oppose. Teachers being vaccinated, 61% favor, 36% oppose. All government workers vaccinated, 58% favor, 40% oppose. Businesses with 100 or more workers tested, 56% favor, 41% oppose. Now, you will know that the leader of the Republican House members has openly said that COVID-19 isn't going to be what they run on in this next election cycle. And clearly now you understand why. It's a loser.
Yeah, the math isn't there. The votes aren't there.
No, you're not going to get teachers and students wearing masks, these people showing up. 31% isn't anywhere near a majority. And this is what we do in this country when it comes to elected representative democracy, is that the plurality gets to go and make the decisions. You don't vote for referendum. We don't run this country by referendum. We have a republic. And the republic says this is the mayor, this is the city council, this is the school board, this is our congressman, this is our state rep, this is our state senator, and they're elected to make decisions. And if you don't like the decisions they make, you have a chance to vote them out when they're up for re-election. That's how the system works. Period. And if you've got 31% opposition to teachers and students wearing masks, that's not going to be a winning strategy for you in an election.
No, I wouldn't think so. I mean, if the people vote along those same lines, it's not even going to be close.
Look at the question, do you believe wearing a face mask helps reduce the spread of coronavirus? Yes, 69%. No, 28%. Coronavirus vaccine, safe and effective. 83% of Democrats, yes. 50% of Republicans, yes. 43% no, which leaves you about a 7% margin of uncertainty. So where do you think they go with this? Because all of the announced governors, with the addition or the exception of this Sullivan kid, who's pretty new to this and has a lot of money,
via some of the big tech out on the West Coast hasn't really been pinned down on this, but all of the other leading statewide gubernatorial candidates for the Republican Party are clearly in the 28th percentile.
And I don't know how you, I mean, because it would be clear that you need to keep, you know, a faction of those people still as your votes. You need those, but you need to also appeal to people that are a polar opposite of what you've been saying.
No. And 17% of respondents said that they believe neither face mask nor the vaccine are effective. So you're playing to the 17% crowd running a statewide race.
Do you keep doing that, or do you figure out a way to try to double deal?
Well, here's the thing, though. You can't double deal in 2021. I mean, it's impossible. You know, the days where Dick Durbin could go to Washington, D.C. and say one thing and then come to Springfield, Illinois and say another thing. I mean, with the advent basically of, I don't know, the Internet, that all changed. So you can run right or left in a primary and then try to come back to the center. But these are pretty black and white questions.
Right.
I mean, there's not a lot of gray here. I mean, I don't know that you can play to the 17% crowd through a primary and then turn around and try to play to the 69% crowd in a general election. Do you think that works?
I don't think it would necessarily works, but I think it's got to be something that's tried, I imagine.
Why not just do the right thing from the beginning?
There's always that. That's always the thing you can do. But, I mean, if you're sticking to your guns, you've got to figure out a way to...
Okay, well, that's fine. Stick to your guns, and you and the 17% of the people of this state that agree with you. And by the way, in election cycles, 69, 70%, those are unheard of numbers.
Right. Was that poll done, like, in every state, but we just got the Illinois results?
Yes, okay. It was conducted September 12th through the 15th, 2021, under the joint direction of Beacon Research and the Shaw and Company Research. I'm only bringing this up literally because there's tons of polling like this out there.
Right.
Hoping that it's a Fox News poll, that there are other Republicans that will go,
Like a, you know, an honest look from ourselves kind of thing.
Yes.
I wonder if it's consistent across the U.S.
It is.
Probably similar.
I think it depends on where you go. I mean, you can look at national numbers, but really I'm talking about the election here, which is coming up for governor and other races, and whether Rodney Davis gets in or not. We'll see what happens with the congressional remapping and all of that. We'll see.
Would you think there's any states that are flipped?
Yes.
There are?
Oh, I think like Arizona or Alabama, where for the first time in the history of recording this, more people died than were born this past year. First time ever during World War I, during World War II, during the original Spanish flu epidemic. The first time ever more people in that state died than were born.
Wow.
And there's a reason for that. And polling would indicate why. I thought those were fascinating numbers as we head into Governor Pritzker's reelection efforts, where he has a war chest beyond belief. And if you believe this Fox poll, 69% support when it comes to COVID-19. Versus Darren Bailey, Paul Shrimp, Gary Rabin, or this other guy who's still pretty new and seems to be stumbling out of the block, even though he's got a lot of financial backing. Young, good-looking kid. Keeps shooting himself in the foot. Just on rookie airs, you know, when you come out of the gates. The latest of which, you know, he didn't serve in the military. He served as a private contractor, as a citizen, you know, in Afghanistan, which in and of itself is completely admirable. You shouldn't have to embellish it to make it more admirable. But that's what the website did. You know, those kind of things. Mm-hmm. Just the imaging kind of stuff. And maybe he'll turn around. I don't know. Kevin's met the guy and thinks he's pretty impressive. He's got a lot of money. Way more money than Darren Bailey will ever raise.
enough money to zoom to the top of the pack?
Maybe. I don't know. He's new. They're already tagging him. And when I say tagging him, I mean his opponents in the GOP side of things as a sandbagger, a guy from San Francisco that doesn't really, I mean, yeah, he was born here, claims to live here, but it's like all this West Coast tech money behind him that he's not really a guy that could resonate with, you know, down south and central and the rest of Illinois. I don't know whether that's true or not. Don't have a clue. But somebody's got to be, and Durkin is looking at these numbers saying, you know, that's not what we're running on because you can't.
It'll be interesting to see some of the messaging and stuff that's brought
up. I think these guys are this delusional. All they know is to play to this 28% crowd or the 17% crowd or the 31% crowd, depending on the question, because they're loud and obnoxious and they want a hero telling them what they want to hear, or else, dear God, they will punish you. That's become the Trump legacy in the Republican Party. So we'll see. But those numbers are very, very clear. There are not a lot of things, as you would think, as polarizing as this would be, that have 67, 66, 61, 69% approval ratings. Speaking of which, I saw yesterday, everyone's like going crazy about the road construction. This is a good thing, folks.
Oh, road construction's the worst on the front end and the back end for people.
No, I know, but we haven't had any for so long. I think people have forgotten what it's like.
Oh, yeah, people are so mad about road construction because it sucks to drive on potholes and bumps, but it sucks worse to have to steer around.
I know, but I mean, I'm like, I don't get it. I mean, this is progress.
That's exactly right. This is a human nature kind of thing. It's like, I want it to be done overnight, and I don't want to be inconvenienced by you making it flawless for me.
I get that. But I mean, into each life, a little detour falls.
It's a thing about human beings that I think is not set to one party, one age, one
probably
gender.
Not, but I've spent literally the last 10 years going, my God, when are they going to fix this stuff?
Right. Orange cones can generally be a good thing unless they're just sitting in the middle of a crater.
And I realize that you want to avoid it at any cost. Mm-hmm. And I heard some people out east saying, oh, they're just making it like we're going to take a 45-minute trip. I drive in every day. You can cut through, go right across the lake, and come into downtown. I know Airport Road has got a little bit of congestion. I know 36 has been under construction for a long time, and they're starting on the Five Points area. But it's all desperately needed. Yeah. Trust me, road improvement is a good thing.
Yeah, we're better for it, for sure.
Inconvenient, annoying, all of those things, fair enough. But overall, it's a good thing.
Yep.
Not only are people working, because it doesn't happen by itself, but our roads are terrible.
You know, it's not the same thing, but I saw, I can't remember, probably a mall where an escalator was right next to some stairs.
Yeah.
And the escalator was being serviced, and you would be surprised at how many people would walk up to the bottom of the escalator, cuss it out, and get super mad, and their stairs touching the escalator right next to them. It's like by the time you got done with all that, you could have already been up the one flight.
Waste all your energy. There at the bottom.
There's a solution touching the thing.
Yes.
No detour.
No. You're right. It is human nature. But listen, I'm always, even if I'm inconvenienced, you know, a train, whatever it might be, it's money. It's progress. It's people at work.
Yeah, they are redoing the train tracks over there in Five Points through the first part of October, I just read.
That's nothing, right?
Yeah.
It's September 21st.
Right. So when that was read out loud to me, I was like, oh, my goodness. And then I was like, wait, that's like in a week or two. That's not really that big a deal.
I know. They've been working on 36 for what seems like a long time.
They have.
And then you get, like, everybody gets blamed for this. Like, it doesn't matter who it is, the state, if it's the city, if it's the county. They all get lumped in together.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's a brilliant idea. Why did they decide to do all this at the same time? Like, man, do the roads.
When you can get them, take it.
Yes. There's money available. and people to put to work and give me something that, you know, doesn't knock my fillings out at 25 miles an hour.
Right.
Our roads are horrible. Now, one thing you will notice in our Rome zone for the Newhoff Media crew, when you cross the line into the state of Indiana and head into Lafayette, not only is there road construction everywhere, the roads are 100 times better.
Is it a different kind of surface?
No, it's a different kind of state government.
Well, I mean, I figured as much of that, but I wondered if they had something sorted out.
Well, do you think that in this day and age we couldn't steal that if it was something that was, you know, better materials?
Yeah, we absolutely could. And if they did, you
probably should. Different priorities.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, it's the one thing you notice almost immediately. We'll take a break. Back with more. Here is Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Let's get through this rain, and it is going to be a beautiful rest of the week.
That's right. Today we've got showers and thunderstorms likely. It'll be cloudy and windy with a high near 71. And tonight, slight chance of showers up until around 11 p.m., mostly cloudy and a low around 55. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 68. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 72 degrees, and your WSOY time is 625. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union, celebrating 91 years of service.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Are you searching for a comfortable, safe, and secure environment where you can welcome family and friends? Eagle Ridge is the place for you. Eagle Ridge is the affordable assisted lifestyle community for adults age 65 and better. Enjoy your private apartment with home-cooked meals, housekeeping, and a gorgeous patio and courtyard. They also have a 24-hour emergency response system with nursing staff on call for your personal care needs. All this in a financial assistance program that makes Eagle Ridge affordable for everyone. Call 872-1282 or visit Eagle Ridge, 875. West McKinley.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
Fall into fashion with apparel in deep, rich fall colors of rust, brown, and green. Fall into fashion in leggings, straight leg, and fun, flowy palazzo pants. Fall into fashion in comfy shirts, tunics, and sweaters. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Fall into fashion in beautiful wraps, coats, scarves, and gloves. And fall into fashion with wonderful handbags, jewelry, unique accessories, and gifts for men, women, and children. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street. Modern looks, old fashioned pampering.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I'd like to dedicate this song to little Junior Park, a cousin of mine that's going on.
We did get the new COVID numbers from the Macon County Health Department since the last update on Friday. There have been 125 new cases. That sounds like a lot, but it's spread over a number of days. Actually, caseload's down a little bit. 43 new cases on Saturday, 52 new cases on Sunday, 30 cases on Monday. One resident, female, other a male in their 80s, died during the same time period. And the testing, which is up and running, that shield testing at Crossing, is the big difference. I was reading a story in the New York Times this morning that we really have an incomprehensible thing with the lack of readily available testing here in the U.S. versus Britain or France or Germany. Look at European countries where they've got tents set up out of pharmacies where they do the test where you know within minutes. And it's just readily available. Their vaccination rates aren't much higher than ours, but their spread rate is lower. And people who wake up with a scratchy throat or a runny nose and can get some peace of mind, or whether you send your school kid to school or not, seems way more readily available than here in the United States.
What's the difference in technology there?
It's not the difference in technology. It's the difference in focus and where you put your financial assistance. The government's basically subsidizing that there. And we have most of the test or PCR tests here in this country are sent to a laboratory and get results in, you know, maybe 24 hours where they're doing. Now, none of that is 100% accurate. But it does. I tend to wonder about all of these mandates about either you get vaccinated or tested and what that means. We'll take a break for bottom of the hour news. Stay tuned.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. Staff at Illinois schools that aren't part of U of I's COVID Shield testing program will have to pay for the required weekly tests themselves. The Illinois Department of Public Health said costs for tests of unvaccinated staff will be covered for schools participating in Shield. While hundreds of schools have signed up for the $235 million program, hundreds more are in the process of onboarding. For educators and K-12 staff members who have medical issues that prevent them from being vaccinated, or if they have a religious belief that prevents them from being vaccinated, the Illinois State Board of Education says they are exempt from the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, but they still must submit to at least weekly testing. Since the Macon County Health Department's last update on Friday, there have been 2 deaths and 125 new COVID-19 cases reported in Macon County. One resident was a female in her 100s and the other was a male in his 80s. Macon County has now had a total of 14,422 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The family of Gabby Petito waiting to see what today's autopsy will reveal about the body believed to be the 22-year-old.
A search warrant released Monday reveals Gabby's mom began to fear the worst when she received an odd text message from her daughter August 27th that reads, "Can you help Stan? I just keep getting his voicemails and missed calls." Now, that reference to Stan was regarding Gabby's grandfather, but she never called him by his first name. The warrant says this was the last communication anyone had with Gabby.
Fox's Carly Shimkus. President Biden gives his first U.N. General Assembly address this morning before world leaders.
But some relationships are on the rocks. French officials are outraged after being blindsided by a U.S. and U.K. agreement to provide submarines to Australia.
Fox's Jackie Vanez. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today we've got showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be cloudy and windy with a high near 70. And tonight, chance of showers up until around 9 to 11 p.m., mostly cloudy and a low around 55. For Wednesday, mostly sunny and a high of 68. And Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 72 degrees. And your WSOY time is 6:32.
Buyers and Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, the 21st of September. Good morning and welcome. We've got a lot to get to here today. A big show. We have coming up the top of the hour, Courtney Carson from Richland Community College. We'll check in with Mark Tupper. Dale Coley will be with us. I'm not sure if it's Natalie or Tony from the Community Foundation today. Dave Wendt will stop by. We'll find out what's going on at Forsyth. And we have tickets to give away as well. We've got to talk a little bit later today. The morning show is back on Apple TV, Apple Plus. The first episode was evidently Friday night, and I didn't know. And then there's new episodes every Friday. I'm really kind of spoiled on this. I hate having that stuff just sort of given to me one episode at a time.
I don't mind it. It's different experience.
It's not a different experience. It's what I've spent most of my 54 years doing in consumption, right? I mean, we didn't get the Cosby Show on demand. I mean, you got it every Thursday night, you know, on must-see TV. And now today it just seems kind of silly.
I didn't say new and novel. It's just different than what we've been getting.
Billy Crudup is so good in that show. He is unbelievably good. And I didn't watch it for a long time. I was late to that game. Anyway, it's back. Billions is back. And then I found a thing called One Day at Disney. Have you watched this on Disney Plus? They have like 50 episodes. They're only maybe 15, 20 minutes long. But they do everything from, like, animators to scuba divers to a sports center anchor, anything under the Disney umbrella, which is a lot. And there's, like, 50 of these where they just sort of, you kind of find out what the job entails and what they do. And it's fascinating. It's absolutely fascinating. I mean, they have the CEO, Bob Iger, and then they've got the guy who literally is the scuba guy that goes in all under the underwater rides to make sure everything's, you know, okay.
That's awesome.
And everything in between.
Yeah, I have to check some of those
it's
out.
Really good. All right, Kyle and Cole are in the studios for Ride and Run. Hope you all had a great weekend. Cole, how was your show last week?
It was fun. It was exciting. It was, Chicago traffic was exciting to deal with first thing in the morning.
I know. There's people around here complain about road construction. They don't have any idea that commute is just every day.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare. Where was the show held?
Schaumburg.
Okay.
Yep.
And you had some fun, right? Talked to a lot of folks?
Yeah. A lot of these folks have just done emails and phone calls. So it was nice to put a face with a name and do a fist bump. So it was good. Again, met a lot of people. I learned a lot of stuff. There was a few trainings there that were pretty exciting for me. Again, being somewhat new to this business, it's nice to learn some of the tricks of the trade.
All right. What was the Harley like?
Harley bicycle. That was pretty exciting. I've heard of them. I didn't know what to think. And then you hop on one and it's pretty wild. It's pretty smooth.
Did you know they make it like a little kid's electric one?
Yes,
that they've
had
out for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to get them used to riding on two wheels and stuff and then hopefully transition them to a motorcycle down the road.
Yeah. Well, no, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Right.
They've gotten into, this is where you know change is coming, regardless of what people think. When names like Harley-Davidson get into the electric world, I mean, you know it's here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We watched that series with Ewan McGregor, you know, where they Harley-Davidson did prototype electric motorcycles for them, and they literally started like down in Patagonia, you know, making their all the way up to Los Angeles on electric bikes.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I went to Formula One race a few years ago. All right, this all ties back. And it was, I went in and we went underneath the tunnel, a buddy and I and myself, and I see a guy that I used to coach cycling. He's a bike racer and I hadn't seen him for, 5-10 years. I'm like, Jeff, what are you doing? And he's like, I work for Harley Davidson. And my buddy's standing next to the bike and it's covered up. And he's like, is that the new V-Rod? He's like, yeah, it's not out yet. We drove it down for Jean Todt, the director of Ferrari. We're going to deliver it to him. He's taking it back to Italy.
It's crazy,
wow.
Right?
Anyway.
Well, it is the future. The e-bikes are interesting, though, right? I mean, do you have to have any sort of, I mean, can anyone just tool down the street on one?
Absolutely.
Okay. I mean, there aren't any laws or anything on?
So the ones that we sell are pedal assist.
Okay. It's not constant.
It's not a throttle.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the important key.
And what you put into it, you get back.
Yeah.
So if you're soft pedaling, it just gives you a little bit. And if you're pressing hard, then it ramps up.
Okay. What's the benefit? What's the purpose?
You can ride farther. Hills are pretty much non-existent. Wind, my popular customers would be, say you've got a couple. One of them has been cycling for a long time. One of them wants to get into it, but there's a fitness difference.
Okay.
That e-bike eliminates that fitness difference, and you can ride anywhere.
So it's like an escalator in a way. I mean, or one of the people moving belts at an airport, right? Everybody goes the same speed. What's the price difference on that versus regular bikes?
So the ones that we have on our showroom floor are $2,800.
Okay.
So that's a little bit higher than the average.
Sure.
But again, I've put people on bikes that haven't ridden in 30 years, and, they buy bikes and bike racks, and now they're traveling around the Midwest
sure.
with these bikes and riding them everywhere.
All right. And what if you had to give me a percentage of those folks, you know, to regular bikes? I mean, is it still a pretty small group?
It's a pretty small group.
Yeah.
But again, that's a group of people that probably would have never walked into my bike shop and looked for a bike.
Well, absolutely.
It's
doing
still
something.
One of the fastest growing categories in cycling.
Yes.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's blowing up.
So do you think that will become more the norm?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just a little assist, just a little extra?
Yeah. Well, if you think about it, you know, again, downtown Chicago, if you're commuting, you've got a little extra assist.
You aren't sweating.
Commute is not as hard.
Right.
And you're just cruising to work.
I think about, like, if you're... you know, before COVID, you know, we used to do our every other year Hawaii trip. And, you know, for whatever reason in Hawaii, you know, bike riding was so much further ahead there than anywhere here in the rest of the continental U.S. I mean, the bike paths, the bikes, I mean, you just see them everywhere. But, man, on those lava fields, you know, like with a hill that's like this, and you see those guys out there and it's 100 degrees, just, I mean, electric bike would be pretty good about that.
Pretty nice.
All right. Yeah. Talk to me about what's coming up. We've got service. It's busy, sort of after the busy season, wind down a little bit for you. What does this look like as you transition sort of, you know, we've still got a lot of fall left, but as we get into the winter months, I'm imagining things change around the shop a little bit.
Yeah, the sense of urgency slows down a little, so it'd be a good time to get some bigger projects in the store so we can start working on them, get the parts coming in for it. Trainer bikes, if you will, you know, they take a little bit more abuse than people realize. They're in a static position. You're dripping sweat all over them. Be good to get those in, get them checked up, make sure they're going to make it through the season. And again, we'll be getting our shipment of trainers in next week. So if you don't have a trainer yet, come on in. I will comment that I had a customer come in the other day and bought a trainer because he heard me on the radio.
Well, so, there you go. See, it actually works.
Yeah.
There you have it. No, the trainers are great. I think it's to me, it's a natural feel of like feeling like you're really riding a bike. I mean, you don't really get that even in the nicer sort of the things they sell. You know, I think the one at the Y, I can't remember what it's called, the Easy Rider or whatever that moves a little bit. I think on the Peloton stuff, you don't get the same feel.
Correct.
So this is a way to use the bike you're comfortable with and use it all winter inside.
Yeah. Well, look at a morning like this. If you had a ride planned, hop inside.
Exactly. That or the rain gear.
Yep.
All right. Some events that are coming up.
Yep. So we've got our last cyclocross practice this Wednesday at 6, leaving the shop. The next week will be our first race, a 10 race series.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the Tour de Charleston in Charleston, Illinois. That is a ride/race. That's a pretty exciting little ride to get over and check that out. And then this Sunday, we've got the Prairie Pedal.
All right, and that is out at Rock Springs, right?
Correct.
And it starts there at Rock Springs?
Yes.
Okay. And there's three different, mileage.
Yes. It's going to be well-stocked, three different mileages.
Like 20, 40, and 60
yes.
miles. Yeah, and it's pretty cool for people that even that live in town to go ride out there and try some different roads that they haven't ridden on before, and they put them down some decent routes that are normally taken. So
all right, so 20, 40, or 60. I think there's an earlier start time for, I think everybody's got to be done by 1 o'clock or something like that. You know, bike rides are just, you know, from a news perspective, like it's hard to sort of cover because everybody goes out at different times, they come back at different times. There's a lunch, I guess, where you can probably find the biggest group of people all at one time.
Yeah, and that's why they stagger the departure time.
Absolutely.
So everybody finishes close.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then you've got October 2nd and 3rd, a couple of things coming up in Beardstown.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. The state cyclocross championship is actually in Beardstown, Illinois this year.
It's usually always in Chicago.
How many people ballpark participate in this?
That's an asterisk. We're not sure yet. You know, that's one of the series we participate in. We'll have a race of our own here at our cyclocross course in November. But
typically states like 300 or 400 people.
Yeah, easy, easy.
They have different categories and stuff.
How does someone land one of these races? I mean, how does it end up in Beardstown?
Well, he's been a big proponent of cyclocross for years. The gentleman that runs that and. He puts together a heck of a race. I mean, the effort that he puts in, we've got a lot of structures that are built specifically for that race, and it's a neat route.
Okay, we'll check it out. All right, we'll take a break. When we get back, Kyle will fill us in with what's going on in the shop. It's a rainy day, right? You know, but we're going to get through the rain, and it is a banner week ahead if you look at the next 4, 5, 6 days, you want to get out, it's going to be perfect conditions. We'll take the Marquee Coffee break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
During the midst of this healthcare crisis, you can continue to count on the trusted staff at Dale's South Lake and Coley's Drugstores to continue to bring you fast, friendly, and reliable pharmacy services. We encourage customers to utilize our home delivery service, curbside delivery, or our drive-thru window. Don't forget to download our free Coley's Drugs app to submit refills for your medication anytime. Our friendly staff can help you pick out Fannie Mae candy, cards, puzzles, or other over-the-counter items. Call us today at 429-5165 for all your pharmacy needs. We're friends helping friends.
Fall into fashion with apparel in deep, rich fall colors of rust, brown, and green. Fall into fashion in leggings, straight leg, and fun, flowy palazzo pants. Fall into fashion in comfy shirts, tunics, and sweaters. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main in downtown Decatur. Fall into fashion in beautiful wraps, coats, scarves, and gloves. And fall into fashion with wonderful handbags, jewelry, unique accessories, and gifts for men, women, and children. Fall into fashion at Shop on Main at 407 North Main Street. Modern looks, old fashioned pampering.
You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
It's a family affair. It's a family affair.
We're back here on a Tuesday, the 21st of September, Ride and Run. Kyle and Cole in the studios. All right, what did you do this weekend? Anything fun?
Kids soccer? Yeah.
Here locally?
Down in St. Louis area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Soccer's huge in St. Louis. It's always been a soccer town, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I don't. We were in, like, O'Fallon area, and they had, like, brand new fields with AstroTurf and everything on it. It was really, really nice. But my wife kicked me out in Litchfield, and I rode my bike back home.
Yeah, I read that in your email last night. And not that we're going to get into the 24/7 story about traveling couples, you know, who are into, like, off-road adventures. God, that's been told for, you know, 8,000 hours over the last 10 days. What do you mean? So you just got the bike off the back of the car and
yep.
Okay. Is that about, a usual thing in your life?
Was it planned?
Yeah. No, it was planned. She didn't just get upset with me and tell me to get the hell out. No, it was planned. Yeah, I take the bike with me. Some events I ride to them, and then some I ride home. So I figure while she's in the car for another hour or so, if I can ride for a little while and tack it on the end, then it works out pretty good. Got to figure out workout
routine.
It's
really not a bad idea, you know, for couples traveling. You know, that maybe a little downtime is not a bad thing.
Yeah.
Let's just take an hour break here.
And I almost had a tailwind, but then I had a little crosswind going east, so it was not super easy.
How long does it take you to get back from Litchfield on a bike?
A little over 4 hours.
Okay, see, I'd take the hour in the car. You want to get home, you want to get home, right?
Different goals and stuff. I got an event coming up in a couple weeks. And
what do you have coming up?
The Ilkansa Gravel Race in mid-October.
Okay, you ready for it?
No.
Okay.
So I was riding back from Litchfield.
Gotcha. All right. Well, whatever it takes. You got a huge shipment of Hoka in the other day.
Yeah, you know, supply chain issues, yada, yada. We got a nice...
By the way, at this point, everybody understands that sentence.
I think they do.
Yeah.
Most people are understanding whenever they're in the stores, but you never know. So, yeah, I had stuff that was supposed to ship the 25th of last month that just showed up. So, we're sitting pretty good on a lot of our bread and butter core items, including the new Bondi SR, which is like a leather upper slip-resistant sole, all black. And a lot of people have been buying those for, like, food service industry or work and stuff like that.
Sure.
Those are gone over really, really well. It's a pretty new shoe for us. We also got a bunch of Brooks shoe colors in. The beer one's been going over pretty well. We got a camo one. We got a nightlife one that's like reflective and stuff. So those have been rolling through. The new North Face trail shoe.
Talk to me about that a little bit because
you need to come look at it.
I know.
Your size though, we got two lefts in the box.
Huh?
We got two left shoes. Oh, we gotta get a new pair.
Okay, that's not selling me on this. I'm curious about this because I find it hard to believe that you're going to be able to top the Hoka as far as the trail stuff is considered. Yeah. I just feel like they're
it's a nice alternative,
absolute best. And you can order those for people, right? I mean, or is that something you don't like to do?
The hiking shoe?
Yeah. I mean, you don't carry them in stock. I mean, I don't know how many people are in the market for that. But
we have the trail shoe from Hoka in stock, like the trail running shoe, Speed Goat, and then the Challenger for the women's.
Yeah. But you can get the boots, which are really, really good.
In theory, the at-once availability on some stuff's a little spotty. I was looking at a pair the other day, and they had one color but not the other. So, yeah, we could probably make something work.
But it's worth if people are out there taking a fall trip or you're heading somewhere, I mean, it's just hard to beat.
And they fit like the trail running shoes, so you can try those on and order the boot.
To get
like
the size.
And the break-in period's like super fast from everything.
There's
I've
no
heard
break-in.
Yeah.
I mean, I literally, you were kind enough to get a pair for me this time last year. In fact, it was just popping up in my timeline that we were in Utah. You know, we did like 5 national parks in 2 weeks, and well, I'm wearing them today. They're unbelievably right out of the box.
Yeah. So yeah, we can get some of those too. Yeah. And they got some different models. But anyway, yeah. The North Face has been making shoes for a long time.
Yeah, they have, but they seem to have sort of turned a corner on. I don't know if it's just the design that looks better to me or the style, but it looks a lot nicer than they used to.
The North Face one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. This new Vectiv line that they came out with has won all kinds of awards and stuff. They have a carbon-plated version of their trail shoe. Yeah. They're pretty nice. So they look great. They fit really nice. Staff is all trying them on just to see how they fit. And
sure.
They're asking how to order some for themselves, so that's always a good sign.
Absolutely. I'm telling you right now, you know, whether you're ever going to get on a bike, whether you're ever going to run, or whether you're going to cycle across, or any of this stuff, if you're just love to go out on the trails or you like to travel, invest in a good pair. I mean, I'm just telling you, it makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, we regularly hear this is the most money I've ever spent on shoes, and then they come back later and buy another pair. So.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're
on your feet all
the time,
walking like
15 miles, I mean, the difference in the way you feel at the end of that versus, you know, having, you know, complete. You know, I don't know. I don't know why people won't. I mean,
you got me sold.
To me, the very basic foundation if you're going to do any of this stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, and our fit
process.
And
the right size.
Yeah, the fit process with the 3D scanner. We can dial in your size, your width. We sell a lot of wides now, carrying a lot more wides because people come up wide on the scanner. So, it really opens up our eyes on fit there. The pressure plate that we have, it'll help where your alignment, what shoe we recommend off of that, too. So. Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. We also got the Mizuno. We brought them back, so we got the new ride in. It looks great. Asics GT2000 just updated. It has the same comfort level as the higher-end Kayano from last season, so it was a great update on on that shoe. And then we're sitting pretty good on inventory right now, but it's going to become an issue after the first of the year probably. We do have people that are looking at Christmas presents already. That probably goes for both stores.
Absolutely.
Seriously.
If you're smart, you need to go do it now because this supply thing is impacting, I mean, literally every industry.
Yes, and I'm saying this, and I probably won't do it, but, yeah, you should probably start looking at Christmas stuff now.
Absolutely. I think the smart folks are going to get out there and support our local businesses early. Shoreline this past weekend, I didn't hear much, but it looked a little warm out there, but I think it was okay, right?
Yeah, saw some Strava stuff show up. Looked like some people had some decent runs despite the weather and everything, so it's nice to have an event like that back in person because last year's was canceled. So, yeah, hopefully they build on it and it goes better for next year. Operation Obstacle is this Saturday. That's the obstacle course race out at Richland. 2 mile raise awareness for veteran suicide. That's sounds like it should be a pretty cool event. And then they got first participants get a bandanas, and then they get a finishing coin, a goodie bag, and cooling towel and water bottle, and all kinds of cool swag. So that looks like a great event. If 5K is your a standard 5K is your thing. There's also a run up at Weldon Springs, which is just south of Clinton. It takes place on the scenic area up there around Weldon Springs, and it's in conjunction with the Apple and Pork Festival up there.
You ever been to the Apple and Pork Festival?
Man, years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mom's from Clinton, so we used to go there.
It's a fun event.
Yeah. I need to do more of that type of stuff, but I'm going out of town this weekend, so I'm going to go ride bikes and drink bourbon in Kentucky.
Okay.
Yeah.
want to put some context to that? Or, I mean, is that an organized thing, or are you just a weekend with Kyle? I mean, you know.
So 2019, sorry, 2019, some buddies of mine own bike shops invited me down to this Bourbon Burn thing down in Kentucky. I'm like, okay. That sounds great. And then it was canceled and blah, blah, blah. So it ended up a buddy of mine from town and me are going. Everybody else backed out. So Bourbon Burn, you go to Lexington, Kentucky. And you go ride 40, 60, 100 miles on Saturday and then like whatever you want to do up to 50 miles on Sunday. And then you ride to some of the distilleries and they'll bring stuff back to the campground afterwards. So
very cool.
It's been in the plan for over 2 years now, so it's finally happening.
All right. Final things for your calendar. Sand Creek Trail Run on October 2nd that you guys are involved in. Penguin race, Penguin in the Park, 5K, October 10th, and then the Turkey Trot, which has been around forever, too.
Yeah, it's back on the calendar.
On November 20th.
Yep, and then also Tuesday nights at 5:30, they're doing training runs out at Sand Creek. So, yeah, that's our next big event at the store, Sand Creek Trail Run October 2nd. 4.4 and 7.6 miles. That's getting chip timed. We're going to have, like, long-sleeve tees for people to register, a nice little post-race party and stuff like that, too. So, another couple of weeks, the leaves start changing even more. It's going to be beautiful running out there and nice weather this time of year.
Good stuff, guys, as always. And have a great week. Get through today. And I mean, ride or run, the rest of this week is going to be absolutely spectacular. Yeah. I hope we have a nice stretch of this.
Yeah, I'm okay with this.
I mean, we had a tendency to go from summer to winter and then winter to summer. I mean, we don't.
Yeah, we get fall, a week or two window. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that this year we get a nice fall.
And it seems like. I mean, we do the cyclocross race mid-November, and the wet. I mean, it's been 75 or 80 degrees for that in the past. So
I'm okay with that, too.
Yeah, if it stretches out a little longer, that's all right.
All right. Kyle and Cole, we appreciate it. Have a great day. We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today, we've got showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be cloudy and windy with a high just over 70. And tonight, slight chance of showers from 9 to 11 p.m., mostly cloudy and a low around 55. For Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high of 68, and Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 70. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 72 degrees. Your WSOY time is 6:55. This look at your weather brought to you by Palmer Tire, now offering Michelin and Goodyear tires.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
Are you searching for a comfortable, safe, and secure environment where you can welcome family and friends? Eagle Ridge is the place for you. Eagle Ridge is the affordable assisted lifestyle community for adults age 65 and better. Enjoy your private apartment with home-cooked meals, housekeeping, and a gorgeous patio and courtyard. They also have a 24-hour emergency response system with nursing staff on call for your personal care needs. All this in a financial assistance program that makes Eagle Ridge affordable for everyone. Call 872-1282 or visit Eagle Ridge, 872-1282. West McKinley.
Take charge of the years ahead with a smart, sound investment strategy and business succession plan. UC Bank's business and wealth management experts help you envision your best future with powerful insights and proven strategies. Building business and growing wealth since 1868, UC Bank, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini, member FDIC.
Hi, Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
Millikan University invites high school and transfer students to a campus visit day on Monday, October 11th. Come see for yourself what a Millikan education is all about. Attend a campus visit day to learn about admission criteria and important deadlines, academic programs, financial aid and scholarships, and see how you can get involved in athletics, Greek life, and student organizations. Experience the Millikan difference on Monday, October 11th at a campus visit day. Register at millikan.edu/visit.
Decatur. No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. Here's an update on COVID-19 vaccination mandates for certain.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.